Rabbi, can I ask what a concept means?
Yes, hold on 1 minute. Okay. So that's what we're up to in the Gemara. Yeah. In the Eglei Tal, it's Berachas Sofer Yud on page Reish Tzadik Dalet. Yeah, let's see what you have.
When it says, I was trying to go through one of the Tosfot, when it says, Kol davar shehu meshum shvut, lo gazru alav bin hashmashot.
Right.
What is shvut? What does it mean, shvut?
Rabbanan.
Shvut means Rabbanan?
That's
what it means?
No secret. Yeah.
So anything that was a takarat
Rabbanan? They did with Sofek, Rabbanan Lekula. A double mishum shvus, right, is the Rabbanan.
Okay.
Right? There. Kol mavim mishum shvus, because it's only the Rabbanan, and it's a Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, so it's a Sofik the Rabbanan. And Rabbanan only made it that kind of zanvada. Bad enough. Why? The logic is simple. Because we have a machlokas shown in the Rambam and everybody else, Rambam and Ramban, with the Sofik Daraisa Luchumra. Midaraisa lechumra, midrabbana lechumra. So why is a sfek sfeka lekula? Because it's sfek the rabbana. And if you hold a sfek daraisa lechumra, midrabbana lechumra, then a sfek sfeka is a sfek the rabbana.
So this is just.
And that's what he said was kol davar shehu mishum shvus. If it's a sfek the rabbana, then we pass the lekula.
Okay.
That's the whole machlokes. That's why sfek sfeka. Right, that's the time they say according. So those who hold that Sofik Daraisa Lechumra is Midrabbanan Lechumra, it makes sense that a Sfek Sfeika is Lekula. Otherwise, what heck does the difference make between a Sofik and a Sfek Sfeika? Maybe percentages? A big Sofik and a little Sofik. A Sfek Sfeika is a Sofik. A Sofik because of something that preceded the Sofik. It only ends up as one Sofik. In the mind of man, it's a Sofik. What then? Because you went ahead and you had it's a Sofik Isur, a Sofik Yom, right? Then I have the second Sofik becomes a Sofik on the Rabbanon. Because Sofik the Raisa Lechumra only met Rabbanon Lechumra. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu also only Asad Vaday. I think it lights us up because we just learned in the Gemara, as we're up to in the Daf.
So we're saying because it's a gzera derabanan and it's on a time of safek, then it's
what's a safek derabanan? Open up the Eglei Tal. Reish Tzadik Dalet. Dvorim shenacholon lechol adam kmo shein chayim. Look at it. Where is it? Tapuchim or Chiyotzebehem. This Shaila is known as, can you cook applesauce on Shabbos? Look how it's tied into what we, our Sugya, that's why I pick it up. Sugya and Lamates. Tied in with this business with the salty herring. with us. V'chein anecholim machmasu bolchon. Food that's eaten because they were prepared with salt, which means they're really chayim, they're raw. Kigon dogim aluchim yosef behen, o hanecholin machmas kibushan, or they're eaten because they were pickled. The cucumbers from which they make pickle were never cooked. Right? Salt, like vinegar pickles, zeal pickles, they never went through a heat process. By us in America, they didn't take them and they put them in a can and canned them, and then they're cooked also. But if you, good old days when your mother put up pickles, she put up pickles. You people ever try pickling something yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very simple. What do you do? Put some salt in water. How much salt? Yeah, about the right amount. Put about the right amount of salt, it comes up. Otherwise, you wake up in the morning and the mold is growing on it. Okay, I give you the rule. Pickling needs at least 5% salt. Okay, it's easy to measure because in biological things, everything is about the same weight and measure is about the same. Not much difference. So what it means is five ounces of salt, right, and 100 ounces of water is 5%. 5 grams of salt and 100 milliliters of water is 5%. 5 grams of salt is a teaspoon. So it's easy. A teaspoon to every 3 ounces of water. An ounce is 30 milliliters, 30 ml, right, 28.9 to be exact, right? So you put in a teaspoon with 3 ounces of water, you have a 5-6% solution of salt, okay? You can put in there whatever you want, usually works out very nicely. Pickles, get salt pickles, you can put in radishes, also can pickle nicely, things like that. That was our staple diet once. Everybody ate that every day. That's why the Gemara is focuses on this business. You wise guys, you have a refrigerator home. Egg Lital didn't have a refrigerator either. Okay. So that was the method. Most food there after the growing season was eaten just that way. It was eaten salted. Kigon dogi meluchi esven o nechol amas kibushim yesh bahen mishum bishul min haTorah. That's about the first opinion recorded the Egg Lital. Why? The Bishul doesn't make it Royal Achille. It was Royal Achille before.
Right.
So now we are rejecting that notion that Bishul means from Einu Royal Achille to Royal Achille. V'yesh omrim, no. Shedinon k'moshel is vashlu. Because Bishul means Ain a royal achila to royal achila, and these pickled salted ones were royal achila. There can be bishul on it. Is bishul achabishul? Basvara harishon neiko. Then comes the complicating analysis. Amed vorem amurim kshabishul vachimum mashbichol. Aval dovor shenabishul vachimum mashbichol klal. Ein bo mushum bishul afil mid rabbanan. basically telling you all the time. Now we have a real test. What's the svara? If the bichul is majbichol, right? Once you put that in, otherwise it's buto midrabanan even. So what would that mean? Now you go ahead and you make a regular bichul called tzorko. Right? We had in Gemara Machlokas whether Misamek Briofalo makes it also or not. We had the first Mishnah. Rav Hanan Yosei says that what? Machal Ben Dosoi, after that, there's no Bishul. He doesn't want to have any Gezeres after Machal Ben Dosoi. What are we going to Gezeres for? Jem Hashem Yechate? Why? It's Bevushal already. So this goes back right away to our fundamental analysis of the first Mishnah in Kilo. Put it in different motion. We're now asking you, give me a halachic definition of Bishul. You thought you had an easy one. Ain't a royal achila, it's a royal achila. Comes along the dog maluach, the herring, right? And there's a red herring over there. And it messes everything up.
What does the Eglital do with the issue of Mechsek Mimashil?
Which?
He's saying it's Mutter even Midrabanan if the Chimum won't be
Mashbicha, whatever that means.
Right. So, but what about the issue of Mechsek Mimashil? Even if it's Mistamek Miralo, I think a pot with stuff in it is going to ruin the food, but I put the pot on, that's still Mechsek Mimashil. How's it not Midrabanan?
100%. Right? Obviously, to have someone come and do that on Shabbos, take something out from the refrigerator, from the pickle jar, and put it up to cook, right? Certainly be mezik mevashel. So what?
So it's a rabbanon.
So the rabbanon want to invite you to the chasinus. We're talking about the raisa.
No, but he's saying a few of the rabbanon, that means you put the legumre.
That's it, okay. That's
very weird.
That's what we're here for. Okay. All right, let's see what he does with it. Let me get you oriented thinking the right way first. We got through already, we discussed it several times already. Learned in Shulchan Aruch that yesh tzli achabishul, yesh bishul achatzli. He said his whole business of taking cold food and put it to warm up, right? You got to be careful. If it's cooked piece of chicken, you better have some water in the pot where you put in to warm it up. So it shouldn't be tzli, right? Vice versa, there. Bishul v'achakar tzli. It's pretty well muskum by everybody that's called bishul. It's isu d'raise. So why should you think that meliach is less than bishul gomo? So meliach is bishul. But then I went ahead and I cooked it. Obviously, a different form of food preparation. That's what tzli and bishul. A different form of food preparation is also a tikkun. If you use the Rashi's lashon, a very good lashon, it's a meleches tikkun in bishul. Right? That's the lashon that Rashi used on Lamatel Samar Aleph. So again, you got to put everything together now. So that's the advantage of the Eglital. He doesn't miss the rational extension to other halachas that we learned already. Royal Levaya, look at the the Egli Tal Chof, Simon Kotel Chof there. Mochon, my dog in Meluchim. Oil of Aya, the Meliach, the Huxul Achila de Melichoso. It's edible. It already was prepared. It's now to be eaten, properly salted. Emyesh Achot Sri. Mi Amrinon, Kimon de Meliach, Kiroseach. What I mean, Meliach is Kiroseach. Where did you see that? Didn't have it in Shabbos. You had it in Chulin. You had it in Yeredeya. The Gabi Belia. Right? You learned that already? So Meliach is Kiroseach. Kiroseach is Sli. Yesh Bishulach at Sli.
Sorry, Rabbi, where we're making the jump that's like Sli.
Because there's no way to give it another synonym. It's dry. It's not wet.
It is wet.
No.
I was saying just dry salt.
We spoke already before.
Okay.
Right. Beef jerky, bultong, right, in South Africa.
Why not afia then? Afia is also dry.
Go into the trefa stores on St. Nicholas Avenue. The first thing you see when you walk in is a display of things in cellophane. You take a look what it is. It's pieces of chaza. Right?
Jerky, right?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, Rabbi,
no refrigeration. It's out in the open.
Why don't we consider Meliach like afia then? Why is Sli a better synonym than Afia? Is the bottom line is it's dry heat?
Same language. The word Sli means is without water. Right? It's analogous to Sli. Call it Afia, Afia is Sli. When we said the child, what child did we already raise? Can I take your soup croutons and put it in your klisheni when you have so let us bowl? Right? Same meaning. Mi amrina, even the Malia Kroser the Sli. Ein Sli achat Sli, or Dilma tre gavne Sli ninu. Look how he starts off. That's his strange brilliance of that Egli Tzal. Comes up always from left field. He says, I'll ask you, he's going to lead up to our problem, Sli and Bishul Zohar. The first one he says, is there a third kind of cooking, is what he's asking. Yes. Are there three kinds of cooking? Bishul, Tzli and Meliach. And if Meliach.
What about Tigun?
Huh?
What about Tigun? Isn't Tigun a
separate thing? All are Tigun.
No, a Tigun frying.
Tigun,
no,
yeah. No, that's okay. No, that's
isn't that third type of.
No, that we that he took
fourth,
care of it. That already. He doesn't see that in. You'll see this in Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't see that to be anything. There's no Gzeir Sakosov. I'm Bosa Becholov. We made that Chilik. Because of Xeris HaKosov, right? Lo Savash El Gedi. So therefore we argue whether Bishul is Tigun is a new form of Bishul or not. But over here in the Meleches Shabbos, he didn't see there's no basis to make a differentiation.
So Tigun's like Bishul.
Between a deep pot and a shallow pot.
Okay. So you can do
a shallow pot.
You can do Tigun after Bishul then.
Huh?
So you can do Tigun after Bishul. So you can do Tigun after Bishul.
Yes. Yeah. Don't see it as there's no reason to differentiate. It's not writing a cookbook. Kodesh Baruch Hu's cookbook said Lo Savashel. Bishul, I know what it is. Bishul is Bishul, and Tigun is not Bishul, like a tani. I ask. You have to be literal there. But again, when it comes to Shabbos, we have a broader view of Shabbos because of Meleches Machsheves also told. Okay. Mi amrinon kim il mir koseh tzli ein tzli yach tzli o dilma tre gavne tzli ninu. And then comes the real question. That is dry.
How many for Shabbat? How many types of cooking are we saying there are?
As far as Shabbos is concerned, we have the
Bishul,
the Yatzri, the Yavishul, and then you have Bishul Bachama, Bishul Betolazal, Bishul Betolazachama. I mean, it all listed different halachas. But Bishul, culinary, the cookbook, all we have is Sli and Bishul.
What
about Afia?
Huh?
Afia.
That's Bishul. That's started, you know, he calls it Melechas Ofer on top. That's what you all said. Same thing.
Afia is like Sli then.
Huh?
Afia is like Sli then because it's dry.
Afia would be like Sli. Why? Because Yesh Bishul Acha Afia.
Yesh Bishul.
That was the cases we already threw in into the hopper, right? Your soup dots in the klisheni, Kiyad Voseach.
Basically, those are the two categories that we say bishul, ein bishul, yesh bishul, achrei tzili, vice versa.
Right.
We say that you're allowed to cook something that's already been roasted.
We
say that you're allowed to do. Bishul Achar Tzli. How can you say that you're not allowed to do Bishul Achar Afia?
No, we don't allow. Halacha L'maaseh, we don't allow. It's also to put bread in the Klishon, like unto everybody. In the Klishenis and Achlokas.
How about a roasted meat? A roasted steak?
Huh?
A barbecued steak. You can't put it into liquid to do Bishul?
Put a steak?
Barbecue,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Sli. It's steak.
A
steak, which you did on
a
Sli.
You say no, right? So which category do you say? We say you're allowed to. Which category are you allowed to do?
Bishul after bishul and Sli after Sli. I can take a challah and put it in my on top of my chol pot with yatzo lettuce. I don't worry about it.
Right.
If I want to go ahead and warm up chicken, it depends. Was it roasted chicken? No problem. If it's not roasted chicken, cooked chicken from your soup, I got to put it into a pot with a little water or a little soup and then put it on. Let me remind you again. It's worth his weight in gold. Because he reminds you that there are other pieces of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah that you will not think about unless he tells you. And again, the klal that he uses is Ma Motzinu is one of the Yud Gimel Midos. You find a principle, I expect that principle to be active wherever it's applicable. Therefore, you tell me the word Bishul, my mind clicks, or you push your button on Rabbi Google, right? And Google spits out, where is there Bishul in the Torah? So suddenly I run into another problem. Bishul Akum. Whoever think of Bishul Akum, I'm worrying about Chiyuv Misa, or my giving guy Skila. Bishul Akum, I'm worried about marrying his shiksa daughter. Different level of concern. But it's one principle. That's the greatness. Let's see. Number one. First, he asks, right, whether Meliach will be classified as Sli. I made it edible with salt, dry salt, right? What I described last time to you, the salt cod coated with salt, right? Mi amrinan kiven de meliach oseh de tzli ein tzliach tzli. Or Dilma, no, kovush is a different, meliach is a different kind of food preparation. Hence, there's a meleches tikkun when I go from meliach to tzli or meliach to bishul, right? That's question number one. Second question. The chain, yeshu stapek. The kovosh betzir. Not salt cod. Not beef jerky. But pickles. Pickled in juice. Vishuv nizbashel. Well, that's called bishul achabishul. If I should cook something with something that was pickled in salt water, right? Now that can't be called sli because it's wet. But if kovosh is unique form of food preparation, then whichever way we go, whether I go from wet meliach to dry, or wet maliach to wet, or dry maliach to dry, or dry maliach to wet, I got to figure out which one is a muta, which is also. Yeshisapek, the kovish bitzir, the shuv nizbashel, if I cook something which is kovish bitzir, I didn't go to tzli, I didn't do dry, I went from wet to wet. Maybe that's called a bishul, acha bishul. And it's bishul kol tzorko, fully pickled. V'nirel ha viraya, milamrinim pe'beza v'yedizor pe'beza be'ya. Dogim k'tanim meluchin, ein behem mishum bishul yakom. You want to buy sardines, the Yosef, you follow Sfarda Sheminogim.
Sfardi,
Yedut HaMizrach.
Not Sfardi.
Right, Eves Mizrachi. They are very makbid on Bishul Akum, more than we are. My father-in-law was makbid on Bishul Akum, same as the Beis Yosef, that he needed the Akum to be involved in the eco component of the bishul process, namely, put the food in the oven, put the food in the thing.
I mean, the Jew or the
Jew would have to do it. We have a big cooler which no one can defend too easily. Right, that if the mashgiach is lying home in bed and he pushes a button and that sends a signal that lights the pilot light, right, he can then go like like Choni Hamagel, and go to sleep for 70 years, and it's all Bishul Yisrael. Why? He pushed a button that lit the pilot light. The pilot light didn't go out, that's good forever. You see, it's hard to defend that position, but that's halacha lemaisa. That's UO's position in Bishul Akum today. Otherwise, you can't eat so many canned foods. I can go ahead and offer you canned applesauce, okay, because it's double chenechel shulchai. I can't offer you tuna fish, even if there was a mashgiach standing there checking every fish, which they don't, but if there were, right? But if the mashgiach doesn't take that can and put it into the cooker, then it's Mishul Goy. A Goy, well, they got the guy standing on the corner, and the Mexican, illegal Mexicans, to do that work. So it's a big chilik whether you call it ready nizbashel or not. What does he most say? Dogim ktanim meluchim, right? If a goy cooks it for you, there's no bishul akum because it was cooked already.
Sir Rabbi?
Well, hold it. Amar Rabbi Yosef, in Solon Akum, if a goy went ahead and broiled these salted fish, you could use it for an Erev Tavshilin, which means it's royal to eat by a Jew. It's a nice way of expressing it. I can use it for Erev Tavshilin, meaning Erev Tavshilin, I need to prepare food in advance to show that I made hachona, right? Not on Shabbos, I made hachona on Yom Tov. Not on Yom Tov, I made hachona on Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos, right? That's the Erev Tavshilin. Because of Aran, the low tema mishum the low choshev bishul, ein bo mishum mishul yakum, al kein ein yosi mishum erev tavshilin, kamash paran the bishul hu, rak the leki akhu bidaito. Fabulous. What's he telling you? What's the issue there? Very nicely. There are two factors here involved. One, you have to do something Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's the Takonas Chachomim, right? To allow for Yom Tov to be Mechel for Shabbos. Why? Ein Yom Tov Mechel le Shabbos, ein Shabbos Mechel le Yom Tov. I need chol. B'yom HaShishi v'echinu es asher hiviyu. You have to prepare from chol for Shabbos Yom Tov. Shabbos can't prepare for Yom Tov. So what do you do? In Chutzlores especially, we have a three-day Yom Tov Shabbos, right? 2 days Yom Tov followed by Shabbos, right? So we want you to be able to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, so we have some kind of a gimmick, right? We start cooking on Erev Yom Tov, Erev Tavshilin. Okay. And Erev Tavshilin has to be something which you made for Shabbos. So we cook an egg and a matzah, a challah, right, and put it aside for Shabbos. So you got to have these dogim, these little fish, right? So first of all, you got to know, is it cooked? Is that called cooking something for Shabbos? Number two, if it's cooking and you bought it from a goy, then it's bishul akum. They can eat it, period. What's thrown in here is good for Erev Tavshilin, is not relevant to the sugi really, but because the Gemara is talking about it, what it means to say is it's royal achila for Yisrael, but also that it was prepared somehow by Yisrael. So therefore he says, "Udogim tanim meluchim, ein behem mishum bishul Yaakov." Right? Why? Either go and cook the fish for you. He salted it. And Meliach Kiroseach, he said. No. So you see why? Because it lacks akruvi daita. For a lousy piece of herring, I'm not going to get involved with his daughter. Right?
Right.
Please hold a minute.
Get
the thought in. Amar Rav Yosef, in Solon Akum, Somech Aleim Shemir Tavshilin. Because of Aran, the low tema mishum the low choshev bishul, ein bo mishum bishul akum. Therefore, ein a yotze mishum erev tavshilin. If you tell me, why can I buy it from the goy? Say, well, that's not called cooking. Salting is not called cooking. So the goy didn't cook it for me. So it's not bishul akum. Not bishul akum, right? Then how can you use it for an Erev? Kamash malon? No, bishul hu. It's cooked. If it's cooked, the goy cooked it. So now I'm afraid that he offers me something he cooked. We establish social contact, and then my son will meet his shiksa daughter, and my son will marry his daughter. That's the isur of bishul akum. There's no isur of bishul akum because it's treif. We should assume everything is not kosher. Why is it also mishum benosehem, right? You also, this is because what the Gemara refers to as akruvi daita, establishing what? intimate social relations. My mind grows closer to his. We are descendants of Avraham or Ivri. Everybody on one side, we're on the other side. Am levodod yishkon. It cannot survive if there's a kruvi daita. Okay. We are supposed to contribute to society, but never be a part of society. Baruch Hashem, the goyim let us maintain that relationship. They are happy to take whatever we give them, right? And don't want to give us the time of day. Kamash Malon, I'm telling you a chidush. The bishulhu rak de leka kruvi daita. Let me explain that a little bit on the loch of bishul akum. Another halacha in bishul akum is a dovo sheina ola al shulchan alochim. Okay. A kruvi daita, meaning he shows friendship to me, and if I feel necessary, right, to respond in kind, that leads to too much interaction. And that's only if he gives me something kosher. Moses says the klal is food that is considered to be significant. Right? What's the test of it? Called olal shulchan alochim. But if it's cheap stuff, that's not olal shulchan alochim, that rich people don't serve that kind of food. It's poor man's food. But then there's no din of bishulak about it. Okay, that's what he tells you. That this is these dogim ptanim. There's no kir of das, right? But bishul it is. Vimkein lamadnu. Listen to the raya. Yesli achamalicha. It was dogim aluchim, and he prepared it. Right, it had to be something that he did as a malechas tikkun to be used for an eruv. For an eruv, I can't go ahead and put aside an apple and an orange as my eruv tavshil. It has to be something which I cooked, I prepared. Therefore, what do? Machlokas shamay beisilo. We go lechumra. We adova mavushal and adova ofui. That's why our eruv tavshil is made up of two things: something you cooked and something you baked. Therefore, it's a matzah, a piece of challah, and a hard boiled egg. But that's where the minute came in. Why those two? Because both of them survive well for the 3 days until Shabbos Sudah Shlishis, when you're supposed to eat them. But, and everybody forgets to eat it until the next Shabbos Sudah Shlishis. Alright? Ubavadai hu adin yech bishulach hakibush. If you tell me that these dogim maluchim, right? There is sli, that's certainly there is bishul also. Ubazeh nichel yashiv, hodi omar Rav Yosef. The yesh bishul achad, hodi omar Rav Yosef, im solon akum, somach aleihem, lo ko omar im bishlon. Right? They in lomar the kamashmaron the Yosef is sli, which you may also shilin, do braisa aruche hisham. That's not a halacha he's going to tell you. Tavshul zeh she'omur afilu tzli sholok bevushol. But on iskolei nichik vashulon dolo teima kivan demaliyach kiroseach. The tzlihu it ain't tzliach atzli, right? Therefore, that's the chidush. That even though maliyach kiroseach, but tzolon is still considered to be a mleches tikkun on it, and therefore it's a preparation for Shabbos. We have a koma hadin bebisholon. Aber mine darf ge bi sholon yes bi shol khasli ne shit as hay be mit skelel siftes aber sholon de lo sholon lo de eight sli khasli tamash balan de eight sli khamali kho chu ko ser de sli so the diet here very nicely that from here we have oser I'm sorry kobush is a unique form of food preparation therefore modify it by another form, whether you go from Maliach to Bishul or Maliach to Tzli, both are considered to be Melechas Tikkun.
How do we learn that out from Avodah Zarah?
Because he gave the example there that it was Maliach and Solonakum, and the guy broiled it.
After it had been Maliach?
After Maliach, right. He wasn't prepared for Shabbos. The fact that the guy, yet your servant did it, that's not the issue. The issue was you prepared it for your Erev Tavshilin. But what did you do? It was raw before it, and didn't do anything. So, no, I did a lot. It was raw before Maliach, right? That was done from last week. So that's not, the Maliach itself can't be for Erev Tavshilin. I can't prepare an Erev Tavshilin through salty.
Why?
Because it's the usual reason is you can't get it salted enough in time to be eaten on Shabbos. The idea is, I'm preparing something, and now I'm going to prepare something on Erev Yom Tov. I want to prepare something on Wednesday afternoon, right, for Shabbos. So I got to prepare. I have to do something to prepare. So you go ahead and you buy some herring. I put it, okay. I take the herring, I take three times around my head, and then right, herring's there. There, and then, but they didn't do anything. You have to do something, right? You have to make a tikkun for Shabbos. So he tells you that the chiddush is, the bishul certainly would be, he says, but salting is analogous to tzli, and dry. The chiddush is, even tzli is considered to be a melechas tikkun on aliyah. That means extra limud from that situation.
So why not learn it the other way? If it needs Sli in order to be Shayach for an Erev Tavshilin, then just Maliach isn't Nechshav Bishul.
No, you can't make that deal. I'll say, maybe if I could make Maliach in time to make him Hoyul Achila, but the reason I can't, because Mitzius, Maliach doesn't work in 2 days. I want to make, the Maliach should now alter. You can't make tickles in 2 days.
Yeah, but you could still argue he's doing it to finish the ta'alich,
yes.
Because he couldn't do it in time. But it's still not. Let's say theoretically he puts it on Tuesday,
right,
and were to finish. Then if you could argue that it would be just from the Maliach.
Tuesday is not good. He has to do it only on Wednesday. The Kodesh HaChomim is you have to do it Erev Yom Tov, do something right to prepare for the food of Shabbos.
But still, the issue is that it wasn't ready in time, so he did something to finish it.
No, anyway, right. But that's a minor point, right? There's medayik that you see from here that Sli is different than Sli. That Bishul is different than Melicha is Dava Poshet, right? That we know really from our Gemara of Kol Shabo B'Chamin, right? By pouring hot water out. We know that that's a Maisa Bishul. Follow my way of doing it. I want you to stop here and go back to the beginning of this simon of simon yud, right? Yutes. Okay, I'm based reish sadik dalit. What I want to tie in is now nechal chai. What we did is introduce you to something which was nechal chai. Meliach is nechal chai. Hey, you give me a halachic definition, meliach kiroseach. But it's kiroseach, it's not roseach, right? As I told her over and over again, the herring is a raw fish. That was salted. because it was salted, it's royal achila. Why? Why is it royal achila? Anyone know?
It was royal achila before.
Huh?
It was royal achila before.
No, no, salting, you assume, they didn't know about sushi. That some crazy people eat raw fish. They didn't know that. Right? Because the fact is, that's a good example. You people will know the example. But when you have a mixture, they digress a little bit. Out in the lab, in First Hall, I have a fermentation equipment. And we make there all kinds of nice things. We end up with a beer, bacteria growing, actinomyces growing in a soup. And you want to now concentrate the water and go out, and you want to take the solids out there. So there are two ways to get solids out. The hard way is to dry out the water. Dry the water, you got to cook it, so you destroy something, so you have a vacuum desiccator. On the vacuum, frozen, you freeze it, and under a vacuum, you what? You melt the ice, you draw the water out. Complicated, expensive process, standard practice. You people don't pay attention to what you put in your mouth. You ever drink what's called freeze-dried coffee? Don't sign on. Don't drink coffee.
No.
Okay. And you have people seeing that sign on coffee. Freeze-dried coffee. They make coffee. And they do what I just told you. They freeze it and they dry it. Supposedly it's supposed to maintain more flavor that way. Main thing is they manage to take more money from your pocket because of that sacred freeze-dried. Okay. There's another way to concentrate things. And I put in salt. I put in salt, and suddenly, as the salt concentration goes up, stuff begins to precipitate out. And I can, by doing a fractional salting out, add a little bit of salt, and something comes out. I spin it off, take it away. A little more salt, more stuff comes out. And stuff that comes out, each one is different than the other. Each one has a different solubility. So by putting in the salt, I reduce the solubility of that substance. In the process of salting meat, salting chicken, that's what happens. Salting fish, that's what happens. You salt out the components in the cells of the fish, and you do the same thing that cooking does. When the Gemara says, Meliach Kichoseach, Mam is the same thing. You denature the protein. That protein is cooked protein. If you study the structure of that protein before salting and after salting, it's no different than before cooking and after cooking.
Interesting.
When the Chazal said that Loshon Meliach Kichoseach Mamish, it's a scientific statement. It's 100% right. But the fact remains, in Hilchos Shabbos, it didn't go through a process of cooking. That's the problem. Therefore, we want to know, can you say that because it didn't go through a process of cooking, therefore the next cooking is considered to be bishul, even though it's not doing too much? My herring maybe was far more acceptable in a culinary sense before it was cooked than after it was cooked. Then a plain good piece of pickled herring is better than someone tries to make some kind of concoction from it. Hold on 1 minute. What's behind it all yet? I don't really know how to define bishul. That's what this is struggling with. Again, like I said when we first started, if bishul if you like the nice clean definition of Bishul, ain't a royal achila to royal achila, right? Then I get caught with another problem, and that is the apple. There's a worm in the apple. That apple is royal achila before I cooked it. That would take away Bishul from Dobo Shenecha Kemo Shulchai. That's what he really was leading up to. So we'll go back now to your test. You want to say something to me?
Yeah, I'm still a little confused about this thing which we're going to take salt and say salt is like tzli because it's dry. For Bishul, we said, let's say Shlika and Bishul, Yuchai twice, even though they're both wet. Just because it's in one category of Bishul or tzli doesn't mean that you can't be Chayav twice for it.
For which?
For example, we said that if you do bishul on something, you cook it wet, you do bishul, then you cook it some more,
right?
And you do shalosh,
right?
So you said you chayav twice, but they're both wet. I mean, just because they're both wet doesn't mean they're the same category. So why are we assuming that?
But he never said you chayav twice for shalosh.
Yeah,
we argued that you're not chayav twice for shalosh.
No, we argued that there would be shlika achar bishul. That's what we argued.
His kasha was, why by Sholok don't you always first go through the process of Bishul,
right?
And therefore you'll be chayev for Bishul first.
Always.
So what then he wanted to introduce, what I explained to you, was no, Sholok is a new form of cooking, and therefore my kavana was not to have Bishul, so you can't accuse me of being
Bishul
over a Melechas Machsheves of Bishul.
So if you have a soup, leftover soup, and you want to go ahead and do shlik on it, you won't be chayev.
Which one?
So if you have a leftover soup and you want to do shlik on it, then there's no
shlik on the soup.
You're using the wrong example. Soup can make sholok on.
That's a piece of meat. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have a cooked corned beef and you want to make it a shallow corned beef.
Right.
So you can't be chayav on it?
Maybe yes. If you hold the way the Eglital analyzes it, not the way it tells, according to the Rishalmi, only the Rishalmi has it.
Yeah.
That sholok is a unique form of cooking.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, maybe so.
What I'm trying to point out is that it's
but why do you want to
get
to sholok?
No, because something is
you end up talking with meliyah, tzli, bishul, dried tzli, wet tzli.
Yeah.
Dry meliyah, wet meliyah, why do you want to start up with sholok?
I'm pointing out that something could be a unique form, even though it's very similar. I mean, if you want to say meliyah ki roseach, doesn't mean that necessarily you can't be chayav twice. First you did meliyah, then you did roseach. Just like Shlika and Bishul are very similar. I mean, just because they're both wet, both dry, doesn't necessarily make you only chayav once for them.
No, don't throw words around quickly without paying attention.
Yeah.
It's like Meliach is Kiroseach. It's not Kiroseach. Why? Because you see there's a change. We'll soon see. That's a key point.
But even if you understand what his question is, even if you want to say this Kiroseach, then what does that matter to you? So
why,
you can still be chayav twice.
Why? Because Nishtane. Remember, I told you, Rashi in his wisdom, talking about Bishul doesn't work Bishul once, he talks about Tikkun. Oh, if you analyze with the base of Tikkun as a standard, I say, oh, don't you tell me that Meliach Kiroseach, right? And therefore it's like Tzli. Meliach Kiroseach could be Ligabe Blir, that if I have a salted piece of meat and I have a container of milk that's leaking in the refrigerator, and the milk leaks onto the salted meat, the meat becomes also, because Meliach Kiroseach, right? There I can see. But don't you tell me that Meliach Kitzli, Meliach is not like Tzli. Everybody knows it's not like Tzli, right? Because I go with Melechas Tikkun by Shabbos. By Issa Beheta, I go with physical.
Right.
Now, watch it. That's just quickly, we run out of time as always.
Shalok is not any more Tikkun than Bishul either in that case.
Just quickly. Royal Levaya, just get this started, that we'll pick up tomorrow. Royal Levaya, Peros HaNechol HaChayim, Emiyit Vem Shum Bishul. Why? If Bishul means making something Royal Achila, the apple was Royal Achila before. Im Tim Soloma, Yet Vem Shum Bishul, is that a Dereisa only a Din Drabonin? Okay, let's stop here. So what are we tying in now? You have to keep it in mind. Necho chai, right? And Meliach is the same thing. Meliach is ready to eat.
Right.
I like having it perfectly ready to eat. Now you tell me I'm going to make Meliach, a bosa meruach, I'm going to be tzole. Tzole, yesh tzliya achar bishul. And Meliach is not a tzli, it's intermediary, so we treat it as if it were bishul, and we go yesh tzli achar Meliach, yesh bishul achar Meliach. That's the three things we ought to play with.